السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. اس آیت کا ترجمہ ہے کہ یقیناً وہ لوگ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور says that the translation of this verse is that certainly those people who said that Allah is our Lord and then they showed steadfastness, then Allah, the angels of Allah will descend excessively upon them, that don't be grieve and don't be sorry for anything and be glad with the glad tiding of the paradise which you are being promised. Huzoor says that in the life of a person there are days of happiness and the days of sorrow. The reasons and the causes of the happiness are varied, and similarly the reason for sorrow, they are also of different variety, and there are personal happiness and grief, and also the family grief and happiness, and jamaati, within the jamaat, within the country, and religious and spiritual happiness and grief, and the people, those who are trying to follow the path of righteousness, for them the player of Allah Almighty and the wrath of Allah sometime becomes the source of happiness and sorrow. So in short, there are so many types of happiness and sorrow are there. And these happiness and grief, there are so many causes of that. But for a mu'min, for a believer, this religious and spiritual happiness and grief, and the player of Allah Almighty and his unhappiness is very much important. And that should be the case in religious and spiritual matters. If the happiness is there, then the means of that may be his children's or close relatives. When looking at their religious and spiritual condition, when they are making progress in religious and spiritual field, the parents are very happy naturally. And also those who are related, those who love them, they are very happy about that. And the Khalifa of the time is also very happy that the members of the Jamaat, they are making progress in the field of taqwa, righteousness, which is becoming the which is the cause of the progress of the Jamaat as a whole, and similarly the religious and spiritual grief that the children may cause that as well, when the parents and those who love them, they look at them and they look, then they see the decline in their religious and spiritual condition. And at that time there is a state of grief through which they pass. I receive letters of many parents and close relatives which are full of grief. And sometimes they write to me, sometimes the wives, and also the letters of the husbands, they come to me, in which they have mentioned extreme anguish and pain that our children, our close relatives and wives, our husbands, their spiritual condition and the close religious attachment with the Jamaat, there is a weakness in that. And which has made us absolutely restless. Please pray that their condition may reform. Some of them who are very badly corrupted, looking at their condition, their close relatives, they say to this extent that we do not have anything to do with them. If they are turning their back to the Jamaat or to the religion, then our relationship with them will be severed. They do write to me. They do say this. But I know that while mentioning this thing and while severing this tie, how much grief they would have undergone when they did so. And similarly, when a person himself, sometime he makes certain mistakes which become the cause of degradation in religious and spiritual matters. And when they realize that, and when they open up their eyes, that because of these mistakes, low stage I have arrived at. So then a person is extremely, completely drowned in shame. And because of his mistakes, for not respecting the administration of the Jamaat and by usurping the rights of the people when they are giving some punishment, then they realize that we are actually falling into the pit of destruction. And then a series of letters of forgiveness that begins seeking forgiveness, and they express it excessively that by severing our ties with the Jamaat, we are restless just as a fish is out of water. And our life in this worldly life has become dark, and this feeling is always to be found in that Ahmadi who has got the love of Jamaat in his heart and has the fear of Allah in his heart. And accepting few people, by the special grace of Allah Almighty, every Ahmadi has got this feeling in their heart. And when they get the forgiveness and when they are pardoned, then the happiness of those people and their family is worth seeing. So in a way, that day is the day of Eid for them. So for a worldly person, these amusements of the life, they are the source of enjoyment. But those who have the fear of Allah Almighty and those who seek the forgiveness of Allah Almighty and blessing of prayer of Allah Almighty, and for an Ahmadi who has accepted the Imam of the age, because that Allah and His Messenger has commanded that, and this is something which is going to reform his life in the hereafter, and that is going to be giving him all the pleasure. For him, for such a person, to be attached with the Jamaat is really the means of real happiness. But is it enough that simply to come into the Jamaat and to come into the initiation of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and to get his name registered in the records of the Jamaat? Is it only that which is enough, which can really give people real happiness? And through that, every day of us should become the day of Eid. No, not like that. But for this purpose, the attachment with religion, relationship with Allah Almighty, and true repentance, and true repentance which always keeps a person turning to God. This is very essential. This matter is worth understanding, that what is the real significance of tawbah and repentance, and what are those things through which one can attain the pleasure of Allah Almighty, which are eternal. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam has mentioned in one place that for a person, for a human being, the real day of happiness is the day of repentance. In one place he says, all the people should remember, he says, that Allah Almighty has fixed certain days, such days in Islam, that those days are considered to be the days of great happiness. And in those days Allah Almighty has invested very unique blessings. And out of them, one is the day of Jummah, which is extremely blessed day. And he said that similarly in Islam there are two Eids. Both these Eids and both these days have been accepted as the days of great happiness. And in that unique blessings have been invested. But remember that these days, no doubt, are days of happiness and joy. But there is one day which is much more blessed than this than these days. But it is very sad that people do not neither they are wait for this day nor they search for it. Otherwise, if they had come to know, people have known these blessings of this day, or they would have cared for that in actuality that day would have been extremely full of blessings for them and full of great virtue, and people would have considered him that Eid. And what is that day? Huzur says, which is much more important and more blessed than Jummah and the days of Eid. I tell you, Huzur says, Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam says, that I tell you that that is the day of a person's repentance, which is much better than all these days and much greater than every day of Eid, because that is the day because that ledger of records which puts a person into the hell and brings him under the wrath of Allah Almighty, that ledger is completely wiped away and all his sins are forgiven. And in fact, can there be any other day of happiness of Eid which could be greater than that, which can deliver him from eternal hell and the eternal wrath of God? One is delivered in that. The one who repents, the sinner who was before that, he was the target of the wrath of Allah Almighty. Now through the blessing of Allah Almighty, he gets closer to Allah Almighty and he is delivered from the punishment of hell. So how fortunate are those people who really get that day? And what sort of repentance should be? He explains that. He says that a person should, that if he repents, then it should be dedicated repentance. Actually, tawbah means coming back, returning to something. And some words become ritual sometime. If people say tawbah and istighfar, that sometime as a habit, some people, they say it just by their habit, due to habit. So Allah Almighty has not said that, that just with your tongue you could repeat the word of repentance, but the meaning is that you turn back, and come back. And what is this coming back? The meaning of that is to return, to come back. A human being, because of his evil thinking and evil doings, he goes away from God Almighty. Or the Satan tries to misguide him and he is affected by that. So if a person is always inclined to permanently for repentance, and he thinks that I have to abstain and protect myself against the attacks of Satan and I have to cling to God, so then this is the real tawbah, this is the real repentance. And he says that when from different directions, when a person leaves one side and goes to the other side, there are two directions, that is to say there are two different directions are there. So when a person leaves one direction and goes to the other one, leaves the east and goes to the west, leaves the north and goes to the south. So in that case, that is the place, that is the person where he decide where he goes, that becomes closer. And this is the meaning of Tawbah, that when a person turns to God Almighty and day by day he travels towards God, so ultimately the result is that he gets far away from Satan and gets closer to God Almighty. And this is a matter of rule, that whosoever is closer to a certain point, he listens to that. So therefore, upon that person who is far away from Satan and who becomes closer to Allah Almighty, then the blessings of Allah Almighty and the bounties, they descend upon that person. And the filth of selfish ego, that is wiped away from that person. So this is the objective which we have to achieve, which you should try to achieve. The happiness and sorrow is not only at that case when you are get some worldly pleasures, or some of your restrictions or your punishments are forgiven, but it is actually the true happiness. Actually, it lies in the true pleasure of Allah Almighty and the blessing of Allah. So therefore, this objective should always be kept in mind by all Ahmadis, that he has to get closer to God Almighty and he has to get away far away from Satan, and only then he will be able to get closer to God Almighty. And then we will be able to celebrate the real Eid, because it is the repentance which makes us beloved of Allah Almighty. And when a person, when a servant of Allah, a person gets the love of Allah Almighty, then what greater happiness could be to that one? Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Waslam says that the true repentance makes a person really beloved of Allah Almighty. And through repentance one is enabled to for forgiveness, for purification. Allah Almighty says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin." That Allah Almighty, those who repent, Allah Almighty makes them, takes them as His friend, and also makes those people as friend who are trying to get themselves purified from sin. Tawbah is such, and repentance is such a thing, that when it is done with all its requirements, then as a result of that, the seed of purity is sown in the heart of a person, which enables him to get all the good deeds. And this is the cause that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the person who repents from the sins, he is like a person as if he has never ever committed any sin. And that is to say that all the sins committed before Tawbah, they are all forgiven. And with Allah Almighty, he gets into a pact of truce, and a new account, a new dealing begins, and all these previous sins are forgiven, and a new account is opened up. So when a person tries to do perform such a repentance, then there cannot be any day more happier than this one. And that Allah Almighty has forgiven all our previous sins and He has become our friend. And He is going to enable us to perform those good deeds which Allah Almighty has commanded the believers to do. And when this feeling is there, that Allah Almighty is our friend, then we will be hating all those things which are disliked by Allah Almighty. And we will love all those things which are which are liked by Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty loves. And then a mu'min, a believer, those people who are seeking the Allah Almighty, all his effort would be that he should always be doing certain things which Allah Almighty has commanded. And a fear and anxiety should be in his heart, and he would be in search of those do's and don'ts which Allah Almighty has given. He would be in search of those commandments which Allah Almighty has asked to comply with so that he can act upon them. And he would be in search of those commandments which Allah Almighty has forbidden so that he can abstain from that. So that it may not happen that again by mistake, the Allah Almighty who has taken me from the wrong things, He has guided me to the right path. And those who has forgiven my previous sins, because of any mistake of mine, Allah Almighty may not get displeased with me. Although this is also a hidden fear, and but this grief and this grief that Allah Almighty may not become unhappy with me for the second time, and this is actually the grief of this thing, that Allah Almighty should not become unhappy and displeased with me, which always keeps him inclined towards repentance. So this grief actually has got a seed of happiness in that, because this grief and this concern is in relation to this point that one should be able to attain high status of becoming the servant of Allah Almighty. And this grief actually is the name of searching the other ways of love of Allah Almighty, which is actually going to bring thousands of happiness upon that person. So this grief is not because of anything bad, but rather it is in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty and to continue that happiness of Allah Almighty. And these griefs and these concerns actually are there to reform our life in the here and the hereafter. Such griefs, they are actually to increase the happiness on the days of Eid. They are not actually grief and concern, but actually this is the yearning for attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned in one place, that these people are always in this grief, that how we can actually please our beloved Allah Almighty. So how fortunate are those people that their griefs are also for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And for this, the prayers which actually originate from the bottom of their heart, they actually shake the throne of Allah Almighty. And so during the month of Ramadan, in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty and to a happiness of Allah Almighty, the prayers and the efforts that we have done during the month of Ramadan, so Allah Almighty, in order to be wrapped in the sheet of the mercy of Allah Almighty, and in order and the efforts in order to mold our actions according to the desire of the Allah Almighty, what modest efforts we have done during the month of Ramadan. And certainly those are very, very fortunate who have actually done these efforts. Because the real Eid is of those people who are the people who strive in the way of Allah Almighty. There are some people who declare Rabbun Allah, that Allah Almighty is our Rabb. They declare and they raise the slogan. And when they raise this voice, then actually the true Eid is of those people. In fact, this is the Eid for the attainment of which every mu'min, every believer should do effort for that purpose. But those whose efforts has not been able to attain the high standard of repentance, and if our weaknesses and have not been able to make us the people who have attained the high status of worship and which are the path of righteousness, straight path and good path, and they have not been able to establish permanently on those paths of guidance about which I explained in the commentary of Surah Fatiha, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, and ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim, in the light of the commentary presented by Hazrat Masih Maud during the last two sermons I explained. For these people, there is no occasion of disappointment. The doors have not been closed for them. The benefit which they could have derived from the Ramadan, they have not derived. But if today, on the day of Eid, if they have this feeling, and they actually really realize this thing, that what we should have achieved, that we have not been able to achieve, but now we should make an effort for that. And if they turn to real repentance, and if they promise and resolve today that in this Eid, actually it has jolted us and has woken us up, And from today, every action of mine and every statement, we will make it a means of getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and by performing true repentance, we will turn to Allah Almighty. Then this prayer, which comes from the bottom of the heart of a person, that we seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty and turn to Him. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that this will make this day the true day of Eid. But as I have mentioned, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that you should turn to Allah Almighty with all your powers and strength, and leaving behind all your weaknesses and your slackness, in order to seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty. You have to move into that direction. In the Holy Quran, you have to search for those do's and don'ts in the Holy Quran, and you have to search for those commandments for which Allah Almighty said that you should do it, and you should also search those commandments which Allah Almighty has forbidden, so that you can avoid that. So because the real taqwa and the piety is by performing all the good deeds and abstaining from all bad deeds. When this real conviction is there, that all the pleasures of the world are transitory and temporary, but I have got my Rabb, my God, my Allah, and I have to establish a relationship with Him. And this is actually which can make me deserve the pleasure of Allah Almighty and give me all the happiness. It is Allah Almighty, with Him are related all the happiness. And it is Allah Almighty, if He is unhappy, then all these pleasures of world, they go away. So we have to establish a permanent relationship with that Allah, and we have to become His true servant. That will give us the true happiness. So this thinking should be in us. And this verse which I recited in the beginning, Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to this very subject, in that that Allah Almighty is our Rabb, is our Lord. This thought removes the worries and anxieties, but Allah Almighty has clarified this point, that this slogan of Rabbun Allah, that Allah Almighty is our Rabb, it is not only to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty and remove all the worries and anxieties, but actually, if we firmly are established on this one and do it consistently, it's not a slogan for the day or for a time, or only during the month of Ramadan we should be turning to prayers again and again. Only this much announcement is not needed. But if consistently and regularly and with steadfastness we are firmly established on this one, and when this steadfastness will be there, then he will start hating all the vices, and he will be inclined towards all the good things. And it is the performance of these good deeds, as a result of which, from Allah Almighty, this glad tiding is given to them. As in the last Friday sermon I mentioned, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that a servant of Allah, when he prefers the pleasure of Allah Almighty over all other things by saying Rabbun Allah, that Allah Almighty is our Rabb, then he puts the rububiyat of Allah much greater and much higher than all other types of rububiyat. And only then it is realized that Allah Almighty, which is the great name of Allah Almighty, and when Allah Almighty is much preferred over all other things, and a person showing it consistently, regularly, persistently, and shows it, and he tries to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty and acts upon the commandments of Allah Almighty, so then this steadfastness of the servant of Allah then becomes a great name for him, a magic word for him, a turning point for him. And this establishes a very strong relationship of that person with Allah Almighty. This becomes the mean of that strong relationship. And then both these things, when they are combined in one place, then that is the moment when really one enjoys in prayer. And then this declaration of Allah Almighty, Uduni astajib lakum, that you call upon me and I am going to listen to your prayers, then you really enjoy that. And this experience is totally new for a person, for a mu'min, for a believer. The real taste, real happiness of Eid, it can really be multiplied when Allah Almighty, He shows him the examples of the acceptance of prayers. When with great agony and pain, Allah Almighty enables a person to pray very hard during the month of Ramzan. most of us, we have been trying to do such prayers. And they wake up during the night, get up during the night. I have seen among the youth, by the grace of Allah, performing itikaf and for prayer, there is a great trend of that because of the shortage of space. Majority of the young people, they had to be excused. But anyway, this effort which is done during the month of Ramadan, and this agony and zeal and dedication which is there, which is created among the people, when they have this persistently, then true understanding of Rabbun Allah will be achieved by these people. And then to calling upon Allah Almighty and praying from Allah Almighty, and then Allah Almighty, that will be really something enjoyable and pleasing. And this is the Eid which every mu'min should try to get that, because along with that is the glad tiding of paradise, as Allah Almighty has mentioned in this very verse, وَابْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَدُونَ, that you should be glad by the glad tiding of the paradise about which you have been given the promise. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, the paradise mentioned here is the paradise in this life. In this life, Allah Almighty creates the means of the player, and one sees the signs of the acceptance of his prayer. And those people who have the relationship with Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty shows them the manifestations of paradise in this life. How fortunate are those people? It is this Jannah of this life which actually gives the glad tiding of the paradise in the hereafter and becomes the means of that. During the month of Ramadan and after that, many people write to me about regarding their prayers and the treatment of Allah Almighty with them. So their Eid is already there. They are already in a state of Eid and enjoy that when they have a relationship with Allah Almighty. And this is the sort of Eid which everybody should always search for, that they should have the full understanding of the word Rabbun Allah, and also the wording Uduni Astajib Lakum, the pleasure of that should also be attained by them. Otherwise, Ramzan only to spend in this waiting that one day of Eid will be there, and then we will have the happiness, and we will have the feast, and have new dresses and all that. So then that Ramadan passes away without any blessings. And maybe that such a Eid, worldly wise, may be creating some moments of joy and happiness, but that would be devoid of the glad tiding of paradise. And the special relationship with Allah Almighty, that will be no more there, in which Allah Almighty becomes the ear and the eyes and the hands of the person, as it is mentioned in Hadith. Hazrat Abu Hurairah mentions that the Holy Prophet said that Allah Almighty says that those who oppose my friend, then I wage a war against him. And a person comes closer to me excessively by doing those things which I have liked and which I love them. And Allah Almighty, through the offering of the Nawafil, he gets closer and closer to me, so much so that I start loving him. I become his ears through which he listens, and I become his eyes through which he sees, and I become his hands through which he holds the things, and I become his feet through which he walks. And if he begs anything from me, then I will always give it to him. And if he seeks my protection, then definitely I am going to take him under my protection. And I am never ever reluctant in doing anything I am reluctant to take the life of such a person. The death is eternal, but Allah Almighty postpones it. So really very fortunate are those If their Ramadan has given them these pleasures, has already granted them these pleasures, but as I said, that Allah Almighty has not closed the doors of the blessings of Allah Almighty. His blessings are limitless and it covers everything. It encompasses everything. In order to meet God Almighty and to get the blessings of this world, the doors are always open and the paths are always open. If people having the fear of Allah Almighty, people move towards Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty comes running and embraces that person. And the paradise of this life and the life hereafter is granted to them. As Allah Almighty said, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مُقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, that a person who is afraid of Allah Almighty, he is granted two paradises, one in this life and one in the hereafter. And only that person can have the fear of the status of Allah Almighty, who believes Allah Almighty to be omnipotent. And he gets the real understanding of Allah Almighty. He raises the slogan of Rabbun Allah, and then showing the steadfastness. He establishes his relationship only with Allah Almighty and no one else. And then Allah Almighty, as it is clear from this hadith, the closeness the person, the closeness he gets through the offering of the obligatory things and the nawafil, that enables him to come closer to Allah Almighty. And when Allah Almighty starts loving a person, then there couldn't be any greater jannat for a person more than that. So during the month of Ramadan, under one sort of atmosphere, we have tried to get the closeness of Allah Almighty and the pleasure of Allah Almighty. We should show steadfastness in that, and we should continue, try to carry it out and continue with that permanently. And Allah Almighty, if we do so, then Allah Almighty will increase us in His love in our hearts. And because of His love, and because of the love that is shown by Allah Almighty to His servant, then Allah Almighty also declares a war against the enemies of those people. And the person comes under the canopy of protection of Allah Almighty. Then every day becomes a day of Eid for him. And but there is a great need of understanding this point, that after Ramadan, after this Eid, which is called the Eid al-Fitr, or the bigger Eid, which is called the Eid of Sacrifices, it is not inviting us to one or two Eids, but actually we are being invited to those Eids which are unlimited, unending, and those Eids are achieved through steadfastness, with firmness and commitment, and completely lost in Allah Almighty. And these Eids are acquired by sacrifices and by preferring the needs of other people on a permanent basis. And also these are attained by discharging your obligations and responsibilities. And these Eids are attained by nawafil, optional prayers, and decorating your actions by performing these nawafil. And these Eids are attained by fulfilling your covenants against all the oppositions from the enemies. And these Eids are achieved despite all the standing instigations, establishing your relationship firmly with Allah Almighty. So these pleasures of Eids are attained by continuously holding fast to Allah Almighty. So therefore, the people who got up during the night and dedicatedly and sincerely, they did the efforts to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And during the Ramadan, during the part of the day, we stopped ourselves from delicious foods of various type, in which there was a great lesson of obedience to Allah. During the month of Ramadan, in order to get the love of Allah Almighty we spent our wealth for the need of our brothers and Jamaat needs, religious needs, and the good habits which we have acquired by doing so, then these good deeds and these habits, according to our capacity, we have to keep them doing continuously, and that is the trait of a believer. And this is actually enables them to get into paradise and get the glad tidings. May Allah make us that we always get these glad tidings, and this Eid should become the true Eid. And Allah Almighty becomes the enemies of our enemies and takes the revenge from them. And we are able to achieve the higher stages of progress. And we are able to witness the more and more progress in the of the Jamaat. And the lesson of obedience that we have acquired during the month of Ramadan, so that we should also be showing our obedience to the administration of the Jamaat and to the Khilafat. Allah Almighty, the prayers that we have done and our prayers and the nawafil that we have performed during the Ramadan, Allah Almighty include us among those people about whom in one narration, in one hadith it is mentioned, Hadrat Anas bin Malik relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the night of Eid al-Fitr, Allah Almighty, rewards him who fasted during the month of Ramadan. And then on the morning of Eid al-Fitr, he commands his angels and they descend to the earth, and on the entrance of the streets and lanes, they stand there and they call with such a voice which apart from human beings and jinn, every other creation of Allah Almighty, they can listen to that. And they say that, Ya Ummata Muhammadin, O people of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Allah who has got all the glory, you come to that Allah who accepts even the humble things and rewards abundantly, and who forgives the sin. So when he goes to the place of his worship, that is the place where the Eid is celebrated, and they offer the prayer, and then they pray, then their Lord, Allah, who is full of blessings and who is a glorious God, he does not leave any need which he does not fulfills. And he does not leave any answer which is unanswered. And he does not leave any sin which is not forgiven. And then these people come back when their sins are forgiven. They come back in such a situation when their sins had been forgiven. In one narration it is mentioned that this is the day of Yawmul Jaiza, that is, this is the day of the bounties and the blessings of Allah, the reward, the day of reward. It's our prayer that in our worships and in discharging the obligation of fasting, if there are some deficiency, then Allah Almighty, with the blessing of this Yawmul Jaiza, the day of reward, Allah Almighty bless us with His rewards just out of His grace and mercy. Through His grace and mercy only, Allah Almighty continue to reward us and bless us, and through His mercy and grace continue to reward us. Today as well, when we go back to our homes, we turn with this great blessing of Allah Almighty. And we should be among that group of people about whom Allah Almighty has mentioned, Maghfurun Lahum, that they have been forgiven. Allah Almighty make us among those people. And all the blessings of Allah Almighty, we are able to inherit that. So that our Eid should become a true Eid, a Eid of true happiness. Now we will join in prayer. Before that, I say all of you to Eid Mubarak, and through MTA this Friday sermon is being relayed. So I say to all of them that Allah Almighty make it Eid of happiness and pleasures, and Allah Almighty may forgive our sins. In the prayer, do pray for the progress of the Jamaat, especially Allah Almighty each and every moment bless the Jamaat with progress and victories, and we are able to witness that. Pray for the Waqfine Zindagi, the dedicators of life, and the Waqfine Nau, those who have dedicated, those who have pledged their life to be dedicated. Allah Almighty enable them to discharge the right of that. And this worldly temptation should not be there, but through dedication they should be able to discharge their obligations and responsibilities. Allah Almighty remove their difficulties and their problems are overcome, and in the field Allah Almighty may always help them in the field. And also pray for those who make the financial sacrifices. Allah Almighty may accept their sacrifices. And Allah Almighty bless their persons and their wealth. And for the families of the martyrs, especially pray for them. Allah Almighty look after them and give them the patience and steadfastness and endurance to bear this loss and exalt the status of the shuhada and the martyrs. And for the asiran, the captives, Allah Almighty may make means available for their deliverance and for the freedom. And also Allah Almighty protect all the Ahmadis from all types of injustices, and pray for the Ahmadis in Qadian. Allah Almighty enable them to discharge their responsibility in safeguarding the blessed places. There are only 4 or 5 Darwish now remaining there. Allah Almighty bless them in their health and life. And regarding the also the Ahmadis who are were under the direct guidance under the, of the Khilafat, and after 84 they are deprived from that. Allah Almighty may also give them their enjoyment and happiness once again. And for the Ahmadis in Pakistan, in a general way, they are offering great sacrifices, particularly the youngsters, and very consistently they are opposing all the dangers, and but they are still performing their duties. Allah Almighty reward them in the best possible way and also keep them under His protection and protect them from the satanic intentions. The situation in Pakistan is becoming worse from worse to worse, bad to worse, and Allah Almighty protect this country. And because in the creation and the development of this country, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya has played a very important role. So because of the efforts of the Ahmadis, Allah Almighty may protect and safeguard this country. For the Ahmadis in Indonesia, they are also offering great sacrifices very persistently and in very firmness in their faith. They are offering these sacrifices in all the places on the basis of religion. The persecution which is meted out to the Ahmadis, for all such affected Ahmadis, especially pray for them that they may be delivered from this injustice. And also to the world may be protected from the calamity of war. Allah Almighty may protect that from this calamity, which is actually moving towards the pit of destruction very rapidly. Regarding the removal of all types of difficulties and anxieties of Ahmadis and the fulfillment of all their good desires, for your progenies you pray that Allah Almighty may also enable them that they should become the true servant of Allah Almighty. True perception will be there, and they should develop a relationship of fidelity and loyalty with the Jamaat, and they should be dedicatedly attached to the community. And recognizing one God, and they should be all those, everyone should become submit to Allah Almighty, and all the people of the world, they should submit to that Allah. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the fulfillment of his mission, Allah Almighty bless our efforts for this noble cause, and covering our shortcomings, Allah Almighty show us the examples and the manifestations of victories. And the whole world, they should be made to realize and appreciate the greatness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the flag of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be flying high throughout the world. And may Allah show us the examples of that, and Allah bless the seed in every respect, and always enable us to pray more and more.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. دعا کر لیں. آمین. اب گزشتہ سال کی طرح اس سال بھی مسافت نہیں ہوگا, یہیں سے آپ کو عید مبارک اور السلام علیکم رحمۃ اللہ. صرف باقی حالوں میں انشاءاللہ جا کے ان کو بھی عید مبارک کہہ دوں گا. اللہ حافظ. السلام علیکم رحمۃ اللہ.